Pianist John Coward is a member of jazz vocalist Cassandra Wilson's band, and his instrumental work has graced albums by the likes of Roseanne Cash, Liz Wright, Iggy Pop, and Victoria Williams. He tours with Ms. Wilson, Roseanne Cash, and also his Fellowship Band, which he co-founded with percussionist bandleader Brian Blade, with whom he discovered musical brotherhood while both were students at Loyola University in New Orleans. Coward is from Paducah, the son of musical parents who perform and teach music, Ron and Jan Coward. We're going to hear a composition titled Reconciliation off the Fellowship Band's disc Perceptual. John Coward dedicated this composition to the rebuilding of the community and the reconciliation of all people. The occasion inspiring his dedication was the shooting at Heath High School. He was visiting Paducah on December 1st, 1997, the day it occurred.
Thank you.
That was the Brian Blade Fellowship Band with Reconciliation, a composition of its pianist, John Coward. His dad, Ron Coward, says John was singing before he could talk and played the piano by ear at age 3. He began piano lessons when he was 5, violin 5 years later, trumpet and French horn in middle and high school. After he graduated from Loyola, John Coward continued his studies.
Brian was already out there playing with Joshua Redman and Kenny Garrett, and I went to Manhattan School of Music and then, you know, started playing gigs here. Eventually, you know, started getting to play with great people.
Is it my understanding that at Manhattan School of Music you were going back to some classical roots?
I actually did that after Manhattan School. When I was at Manhattan School, it was really a jazz program for me, and then I graduated and realized that the technique was not sufficient in my playing, and a great jazz pianist named Sam Yahel recommended his teacher, and I went to him for almost, I think, maybe 10 years. And that really changed things in my playing for the better. I'm so glad I did it.
Describe the change.
More so in control and getting a sound, like or varied sounds out of the piano. And I think I had, in playing in New Orleans and listening to so many records, I had the vocabulary of jazz sort of in my ear, but I couldn't, you know, really get it out because I didn't have the technique to play what I wanted to play. And then I went to this teacher and we studied a lot of Bach and Beethoven and Chopin and Samuel Barber, and a lot of that influenced my writing. But more importantly, you know, my technique and my ability just to play what I wanted to play without getting tired. I used to wear myself out trying to keep up with the guys in the band. So it was a great experience. I'm still using some of the exercises that he's taught me, his teacher, Jeff Goldstein.
You must be on the go a lot. What kind of a schedule do you keep?
I've been traveling a lot lately. I have been putting the group called the Mercy Project out a little bit. We've done 2 tours. Going on, as you know, this fellowship tour will stop in Paducah, but also Nashville and New Orleans, Jackson, Mississippi, Indianapolis, Chicago. So that's going to be like 3 weeks of March. I'm going to be on the road with Cassandra Wilson most of April. So I've been in town like what seems like a week out of every month in New York, and the rest of the time traveling. I love it. You know, it'd be nice to be home a little bit, but I really love to play and travel. And that's been really what's been keeping me busy. And then trying to finish, we're finishing the Landmarks, the Fellowship record right now, finishing touches on the mixes. And so I've been in the studio a lot, too. But it's great. I mean, this is what I've always wanted to do, and I feel, you know, blessed I'm getting to do it.
These tours will take Coward to Canada, Luxembourg, France, and Greece, in addition to performance venues in the U.S., and that's just his schedule through April. Coming to perform in the intimate setting of the Meyer River Room of the Carson Center next Monday, March 11th, Coward will be with Fellowship Band members Chris Thomas, guitar, Myron Walden, alto saxophone and bass clarinet, Melvin Butler, tenor sax, and Brian Blade. The evening's music will feature new titles from their new record, Landmarks, which is due for release later in 2013, as well as older melodies from prior releases. Tickets are $25 and available at the box office, 270-450-4444. I'm Kate Lochte for Sounds Good.